Time now for radio theater. We join the most precocious member of the UMD Theater Department, Tom Isbell. He's talking to us about theater on the radio. Good morning there, Sunshine.
Hey, good morning. Thank you for calling me Sunshine on this foggy day.
And I'm sure that I could get a an acting gig now doing a Boston accent.
Yes.
You know, or some kind of an East Coasty accent.
Yes.
You know, the fog thing.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah,
yes.
Okay. Your equity card's in danger, mister. So, during the summertime, when perhaps other faculty members are going to the beach and kicking back and chilling out, you sit there at your typewriter, no doubt a manual typewriter.
That's right, Smith Corona.
Uh-huh, yeah. And you sit there and you hammer out one great work after another. In addition to your novelist hat that we've talked about on the show before.
Yes.
Now you've got your playwright hat back on.
That's right. It's a different hat.
That I was assuming that it was a different hat. What does this one look like?
It's like a pirate hat.
I like it. Nice big plume.
Yeah.
Nice.
Yeah.
All right. So you got your writer hat. You got your scriptwriter hat on. And what's your script writing?
I am writing a play that we're going to be doing this fall based on this awesome project that came out of so many people in the community, the One River Many Stories Project. And John Hatcher and Jennifer Moore and the journalism program picked it up with Rob Lundgren based on an idea that Mike Simonson had. You've been involved in this. And all these people, journalists, professional journalists, private journalists, bloggers, photographers, contributed throughout the month of April stories about the St. Louis River. Their relationship to the river and anything, you know, related to it. And I just was so taken by this idea. I thought it was stunning. And so I am dramatizing some of these stories, and it's going to be our first play of the season at UMD.
Wow. Now, are you going to do this for first play of the season? Is October-y, maybe?
End of September into October.
Oh, for heaven's sake. So you can do it by the lake. I mean, you can go down to the river and perform it by the river, right?
It'll be fog. It'll be fog that day.
It will be dramatic, though.
Yeah, it would be. We absolutely could. It's true.
I think that would just be groovy. I mean, not that anybody asked me. What role will KUMD's participation in this project play? Will it be featured prominently in the show?
Well, it's mainly KUMD, frankly. Yeah. I'm having difficulty writing anything that doesn't involve KUMD.
Yeah. Okay, I can certainly see that.
Yeah.
It really was a wonderfully cool project, and the way that the community rallied around, and I understand that folks are meeting and trying to decide if should we do this again? What should we take on next? So that's really going to be kind of fascinating. When I think about dramatizing the stories, I guess I think kind of an Our Towny sort of thing with people maybe addressing the audience.
Yeah.
Can you talk about how it's shaping up, how you're beginning to see it, or is that like a really rude question to ask a scriptwriter?
No, that's a good question, and it's a really good question because we started design meetings. We have a 14-week design process and, 14 weeks of school. So we started in March, I think, with the designers, and I hadn't even started the script. So
were you supposed to have had started the script?
No, that's a good question too. When the faculty, when I proposed this to the faculty, that I was very clear that, you know, the journalism doesn't get shared, until April. And so I wouldn't have a script. So everyone knew, not that it doesn't make us nervous, but, everyone knew that the script would be coming this summer. And Our Town is not a bad analogy. The three kind of sources of inspiration that come to me the more I work on it and the farther I get into it are in terms of style, in terms of theater style, not in terms of subject matter, is the Laramie Project, if you've seen a production of that.
Yes.
Really wonderful documentary theater, and it's not about what happened to Matthew Shepard so much as it is people's relationship to that and these actors going to Laramie, Wyoming and trying to figure out what happened and their relationship to that story. And I think there's an interesting parallel there. So that's a big influence. Radiolab is a big influence, just because their storytelling, I think, is really interesting and would be interesting to kind of have that style on stage. And then something like Prairie Home Companion, which has a wonderful balance of reverence and whimsy and silliness, which I think would also work well with this play.
Whimsy just doesn't seem to be your forte, though. You seem so serious.
Well, that's why I've got Ryan Gallagher on speed dial.
Good. Yes. Excellent.
Yes.
Excellent. Well, this is really going to be an exciting project, and I can't count ahead 13 weeks. But I hope that we get a chance to talk to you again toward the end of the summer.
I hope so, too.
And see how it has progressed from point A to point B and what it has maybe metamorphosed into.
Yes. And if I say, well, I'm going to be starting it any day now, that won't be a good conversation.
No, it certainly won't.
No.
Let me ask you, though, when I've talked with you with your author hat on, and what does the author hat look like as opposed to the script writing hat, just out of curiosity?
The author hat is baseball cap, more kind of hermit-like.
Got it.
Yeah.
Got a grubby baseball cap. Okay.
Yeah. Never shaves.
Occasionally, when you're writing a novel, the characters do things and take you places that you did not expect to go.
Yes.
Do you need, when you have your pirate script writing hat on, to impose more control over the characters and the literary process?
Eventually. I predict this first draft is going to be 4 hours long, and I'm going to have to cut it down to an hour and a half. So at the moment, I'm letting these stories go where they're taking me, and then I'm going to have to, maybe I'll put on a second pirate hat and a little more threatening pirate hat and start whittling away.
I'm not really concerned. My thought is you've got a cutlass. If you check your belt, you probably have a cutlass, and that's probably all you need to do some really quick edits.
Yeah, I haven't sharpened it recently. But I do have a cutlass. Yeah.
All right. Well, so you can do that, you know, while you're waiting for supper to be done or
yeah.
something.
Oh, nice. Good. Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Looking out for you, Tom.
Appreciate it.
Yep. I'm that person. Tom, thanks so much for joining us this morning.
Thank you.
Can't wait to hear how the project is shaping up as when we talk later on in the summer.
Thank you.
Tom Isbell this morning. We like to call him the most precocious member of the UMD Theater Department, talking about theater on the radio and how to make theater, sometimes from the ground up. Radio theater supported in part by a grant from the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund.